Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tactical Leadership, and we are back with Brad Lee for Tactical Friday. Brad, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Dude, thanks for having me. What's happening, Zach?
Man, I'm so excited. The conversation we had Monday was a great one. We talked about how real and authentic you are, man. And off recording, we talked about the last time I heard you speak about just how much truth and humor you bring in everything you do. And I really want to highlight how you're bringing your knowledge forward, but helping others with Lightspeed VT. Essentially, you're a knowledge broker. You're taking people's knowledge and you're helping them put it forward. But that can be like a really big step for people, for entrepreneurs. I know myself as a business owner, it's sometimes difficult to conceptualize that knowledge and put it forward. But I feel like Lightspeed's a great option to help people summarize that. So I want to give you the opportunity to tell the audience, like, what would be the first couple tactical steps to take to conceptualize their knowledge and put it on a platform like Lightspeed?
Well, again, bro, you use big words, you know, conceptualize their knowledge. What does that mean? Conceptualize their knowledge. Alexa, define conceptualize.
The verb conceptualize is usually defined as to form into a concept, make a concept of. For more, ask me to give you more definitions for conceptualize.
See, that don't really go with the word knowledge. You don't conceptualize your knowledge, do you?
So I guess to me, how do you put what's in your head into paper onto a screen? Like, how do you take it?
Usually, and I don't mean to be a smart aleck, usually with your mouth. In other words, you think with your head and you talk with your mouth. So if you want to put that in an interactive training course, there's way more to it, by the way, but you would speak into a recording, and then the recording would be a transcription, and then the transcription would be edited into a script, and then that script would be filmed. But you would want to also embed into the script interactivity, which allows you to collect data and make offers. If you're driving people to a video that asks no questions and makes no offers, you're not going to get any information or make any sales. Most people out there selling courses online, they're driving people to a video that asks no questions and makes no offers, which is stupid. So I would highly advise, if someone were going to do this, that they would first consider the technology or the system they're using. You know, these hosting solutions out there that host videos and behind a paywall, that's not a training system. That's a hosting system. A training system allows you to deliver good content with repetition, practice, and accountability. It provides engagement and leaderboards and community and Q&A and live casting. It's a training system. It's not a hosting. It's not a bank of videos. It's a full-blown multi-million dollar training system. So you put together one of those, and then you make interactive courseware leveraging that interactivity. And dude, you hit a home run, and then you promote the hell out of it. So there's two things. If someone's thinking about creating courses online, you know, and by the way, just to address your original point, to get it out of your head, man, you just open up a tape recorder and spill the beans, bro. Act like you have a 20-year-old son and your job is to convey all the knowledge you have to that individual. What would you say? Or maybe you have a 20-year-old daughter and you want her to take over your company. What do you say? How do you train them and prepare them? What's every word you would say to them? And then you take that, transcribe it, and you got a script. Or again, you can just pop up a camera like I always do and just start talking to it, man. You don't have to be perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect person. People know that. So when you start talking to the camera, man, hey, listen, my name's Brad Lee. I'm going to teach you how to close. Now, out of curiosity, have you ever closed any deals in your life prior to this? You know, no? Well, then I better start over here. Oh, you have? Well, fantastic. Well, you know, then you're probably a little bit more advanced than the average, but just for, you know, just to make sure we go over everything, let's start at the beginning. You know, so that engagement, it makes a massive difference. I just confused your whole audience. I just made them think it's 10 times harder than it is.
So, and that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think a lot of people, especially in the space that I've seen over here in Atlanta, like, there's a limiting belief attached to, they don't know how, or it's too big of an idea. It's like too much to do.
Well, then call me.
And it's that not, easy.
Yeah. It's not too much to do, man. You've heard of Grant Cardone, correct?
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So again, Grant Cardone was a one man band training car salesman. Okay. I was in the same business. I was going to compete with him until I decided to partner with him. So I was in the same business. He was running around all over the country doing workshops and all kinds of crap, trying to make his money. Well, fortunately, he was a smart sum gun, and he took all the money that he did make and he kept feeding it into real estate. So that made him a bunch more money. But at the end of the day, he was all over the country 250, 60 days a year. So when I developed the Lightspeed technology for my own training, I realized that, you know, running around doing that wasn't very effective. So I closed him on using my technology and then showed him how to end up. I mean, he's made millions and millions of dollars a month through an interactive training system.
Cardone University, it's huge.
He did not think that was ever going to happen. He did not see it for at least a year after we launched it. He was like, you know, it wasn't clear to him. As soon as it got clear to him, though, he turned on the fire and went out and marketed it to the nth degree. So it's building a world-class system, which I can help anybody do, on your brand and your expertise, and then promote the hell out of it. If you can do those two things, man, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, you know, in recurring revenue, helping people win. So it's like a win-win. It's like one of the best possible options you have. If you're a subject matter expert and you think people would pay you or do pay you to teach them what you know, dude, virtualize it. And I'll show you how to scale that to a lot of money, making a lot of impact. And if you're a company and you're out there training your people, including the military, our system can actually help people train people better, because most people, and the military is not one of them, most companies fail to deliver the four ingredients necessary to train people. The military, however, does deliver them. Did you ever have any repetition in boot camp?
Ton of it.
Did you have any practice?
A lot of it.
Was there any accountability?
Too much.
That's because you guys are being trained. Yeah. The armed forces are trained. They're not exposed. Okay. Companies are exposing their employees to information, acting like they're training them. They're not training somebody unless they have good content, repetition, practice, and accountability. And they don't have that watching a video. They don't have that looking at someone on stage or attending a workshop. So that's exposure. And I don't know where you're from, Zach, but exposure will get you arrested in Nevada. So at the end of the day, you don't want to expose your employees. You want to train your employees. We don't want to expose our armed forces. We want to train our armed forces. Okay. What if they threw you a freaking video of a war and said, watch that, and then grab your gun, son? You'd say, it ain't a gun. It's my weapon. But you see what I'm saying. So the military, fortunately, does train their people. Top athletes get trained. You know, professionals are being trained. And then these companies are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars, quote unquote, training their employees, when that's not training, it's exposing. So if they really want to train their people, they need technology, which is what we built. So again, I can help companies roll out the most advanced interactive training systems the world have ever seen that work more efficiently and less expensively than anything they've ever seen. And then if people with the knowledge that want to sell to those businesses, like I know people that they're making millions of dollars selling their training to those businesses because they want to learn how to go do that for themselves. So there's just two sides, monetize and train. I can help both.
When you talk about accountability through a software, what does that look like? Because I know accountability in the military is totally different, or accountability person to person is totally different. How does the software, how does something virtual keep that maintain that accountability? Or are you teaching the leaders of the organization to maintain the accountability as you're going through the training?
I'm giving the leaders of the organization the ability to track, measure, and monitor people. Now, again, if you know you have three chapters left to do and you don't do it, and I send you a reminder and you still don't do it, where's the accountability? Well, the accountability is the reminder, right? You got to hold yourself accountable. But guess what? If there's a manager involved, I'm also texting the manager that you seem to think you're special and you don't have to do it. And so now I call it the tattletale report. Now the manager holds you accountable. Well, if nobody's holding you accountable, Zach, trust me, the shit ain't going to work. So you know, if managers don't inspect what they expect, that's a management problem, not a training problem. But at the end of the day, if you give the management and the individuals the tools necessary to get the right information with enough repetition, the ability to practice, gain confidence, and have accountability to themselves and each other, the rest is just annoyance. In other words, I always tell people, you know, when someone's starting to get trained, when they become annoyed. Like when I said, do they have accountability? You said too much. Well, yeah, because it gets annoying after a while. Well, dude, anything that works seems to be uncomfortable. Go to the gym and be comfortable. You come out looking like you went in. Go to the gym, get uncomfortable. And guess what? 90 days later, people are like, dude, you're starting to look a little different. Well, that's because you're willing to get uncomfortable. Businesses need to get uncomfortable if they want to train their people. Their employees, they're going to need to be there. Why? Well, because if you're doing it right, dude, it's a commitment, man.
And you're talking about being uncomfortable, especially in business. I have heard you mention it to some context before, but that's really where like growth happens, right? As a person, as a business, you have to get outside of that comfort zone to really truly embrace that growth. So I'm amazed by this software, man. I think it's awesome. I know it has a lot of aspects to it. I've been through Cardone University once or twice for his sales stack, because I know it's hosted on Lightspeed. Is there something else that you can give to the audience or throw out there to the audience that would motivate them to take action today on this and stop letting their limiting beliefs get the best of them and preventing them from putting out their content?
Well, yeah, because listen, right now, if you're listening to me and you don't believe that it works, or you don't want to do it for whatever reason, just realize that it's deep down subconsciously, your mind convincing you or rationalizing with you that you're not worth it. You know, you don't like yourself. You don't value yourself. Why aren't you worth better health? Why aren't you worth more money? Why aren't you worth a happier life? Why aren't you worth a better existence? And then you're going to go, well, I am. Well, that's how you do it. Like, well, why aren't you doing it? Well, you either don't believe it or you don't like honestly think you're worth it. So I would challenge people that are listening to this. If this doesn't get you motivated, man, you got to start the sacred six. If you're not motivated to get kicking ass, it's because you don't think you deserve to kick ass. And guess what? You fix that with the sacred six. You go fall in love with yourself. You go reintroduce yourself to yourself, right? You get to know yourself. I forget who says it. Know thyself. Alexa, who said know thyself?
Sorry, I don't have an answer for that.
Maybe it was like Socrates or Aristotle or some shit like that. But to know yourself, man, is the best gift in the world. You know what you stand for. And believe it or not, just in the last 5 years, I really started mastering this to where, and coincidentally, in the last 5 years, everybody thinks I'm the most confident person on earth, which I've got insecurities just like everybody else. I just accept them. You see what I'm saying? Like, dude, there's no perfect person. You think you're perfect? Nobody's perfect, dude. You're judging me? Shit, I'm judging you. See, that's another thing too, dude. You got to realize people are judging you, bro. I'm judging you. You're judaging me. We're judging each other. But the good book says thou shalt not judge. Well, everyone's doing it. So guess what? That's because nobody's perfect. So quit worrying about it. Quit worrying about what other people think. Start worrying about what you think. Start asking yourself, why don't you deserve a nicer car? Why don't you deserve more respect? Why don't you deserve a better job, a better house, a better life? And if you're like, I'm completely happy in all those departments, good, then you're probably going to co-sign on what I'm saying. Because anybody with a good life and money and everything's going well and everything's happy, they have an abundant mindset. They're practicing the same shit I am. They might technically be calling it different things. They might have different routines, but they're all pretty similar. You know why? Because success leaves clues. Go ask any multimillionaire and they'll tell you the same shit. How many books you need to read before you start to realize they're all saying the same shit? How many times you got to freaking hear a podcast say, you know, work out, it's good for you. Well, no shit. Listen, how about we work out? Now, if you're not working out because you don't like it, because, you know, oh, I work hard enough. That's called your mind is rationalizing with you because it doesn't think you're worth it. You don't think you're worth it. So you will do whatever you can to stay fat. You'll do whatever you can to stay broke. You will do whatever you can to stay disliked or in a bad relationship or disrespected or in a situation that keeps you down. And if you hear this right now and if you want that shit to stop, if you're tired of being tired, if you're fed up with being fed up, realize one thing, man, it's just a fucking decision. Okay. You decide, period. I'm not doing this shit anymore. Matter of fact, you want a good exercise, Zach? Take a piece of paper and a pen, write down every single thing that you don't like about your existence. You write it down on a piece of paper, a tablet of paper. And when you're done writing down on that tablet, these are things that you do not like. You do not appreciate. You don't want them around. You're tired of them. You're done with them. You write those down. Soon as you're done, agree to yourself one thing. I will not tolerate what is on that page. If you stop tolerating what's on that page, it will go away 1,000% every time. You just have to stop tolerating anything you don't want. Because if you're tolerating it, then stop complaining about it. You're the dumbass tolerating that shit. So at the end of the day, how do you stop? Well, you make a list and you say, I'm no longer doing it. It's funny. I did an exercise with my buddy once. So he was talking about a shitty car. So he wrote his shitty car down on the list. I'm done tolerating my shitty car. He calls me up and says, what am I supposed to do? What do I do with the car? I'm done tolerating it. I said, well, get rid of it. He said, well, then I wouldn't have a car. And I said, well, is that shitty car better than no car? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, then that means you appreciate it now. So get it off the list. Because shit you appreciate grows and blossoms and attracts. And the shit you ignore and don't tolerate disappears and goes away. So if you think you don't want it, and then you realize without that, I'd be even a worse situation. Well, then guess what? Now you start to appreciate. Now you start to look at things differently. Well, yeah, it's a shitty car, but it gets me from point A to point B. Okay, now you appreciate that car, get it off the list. But if you write down everything you don't tolerate on that list, Zach, and you don't tolerate it, I guarantee you those things will disappear.
I had your bomb button. That'd be a bomb drop right there, my friend. I think that was amazing advice. Don't let it limit yourself, Brad. The knowledge, the wisdom, man, I love everything you do. Go ahead and remind the audience, where can they find you, your podcast, your books, your content? What's the best way to reach out and get more from you?
Dude, it just really depends. If you go to bradlee.com, that's L-E-A, that's my website. You see pretty much everything I'm doing there. You can also follow me on social media at The Real Brad Lee. Other than that, man, because you see me every day on social media, I'm dropping nuggets like this on the every regular. Day.
Love it.
But just follow me, man. You'll hear and see everything you want, maybe even more than you want.
I love it.
But if I were going to recommend anybody do anything, go subscribe to my podcast, Dropping Bombs.
Absolutely. It's an amazing one. Definitely go reach out, find all of that content, follow the podcast, leave a rating review as always, right? Those are invaluable to us. And I just want to appreciate your time, man. Thank you for sharing with us. And thank you for everything you're doing for us, my friend.
Dude, it's my pleasure, man. I appreciate you having me, giving me the stage.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast. And I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit knightprotectionllc.com.